Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second, the center fielder, Dick Smith. Batting third, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting eighth, the catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting third, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy O'Dell. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy O'Dell. And now, play ball. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Dell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Hunt moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda takes first base on ball four. McCovey moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. McCovey moves to third. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Christopher hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey moves to third. Mays moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Green moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Mets. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to third. Sherry moves to second. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Green scores. Sherry scores. Christopher goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Mets. Ron Herbel now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green juggles the ball. That's an error on Green. Davenport moves to second. Heizualu pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Heizualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alu is hit by the pitch. Davenport moves to third. Pagan moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davenport tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Mets. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hickman. The throw from Bailey to Davenport and they have Hickman trapped. The throw over to Cepeda, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Green. Alou moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Mets. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Smith. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Davenport goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-3 Mets. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sherry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ted Schreiber now playing third base. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duffalo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schreiber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing right field. Tim Harkness now playing first base. Al Moran now playing shortstop. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schreiber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Jim Duffalo. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Don Larsen now pitching. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sherry hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. It's 5-4, Mets. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-4 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Matty Alou pinch hits for Jim Davenport. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.